As she said, you know, in Matthew 9, it talks about, you know, praying for laborers, and that's been the thrust of these weekends over the last year or so, and we're seeing the results all around the world, all over the United States. And I was so blessed to be there this weekend because I got to see some folks that I hadn't seen for a long time in Houston, Texas. But one of the things that hit my heart was Ken was sharing about the laborers, and there are different classifications, there are different categories of laborers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there's two of them are mentioned. In verse 6, it says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So, you know, there's the planters, there's the waterers, and then there's the pickers. And if you ever driven up I-5, you know, past Carlsbad, often you'll see all those categories out in the fields. And it was just a, you know, we all have our own row to work. And but I thought that was neat, the different categories of workers, and that he also shared an analogy of a basketball team, and that this is what I saw in that analogy, is that the planters are the people who put the ball into play. You know, once the goal is scored, the other team gets the ball, and they put that ball back into play. Then the waterers are like the people who dribble the ball down the court, pass the ball, you know, get the ball moving around. And then the picker is the one who shoots, makes that score. And we all participate in that moving the word in one form or another. And we all have, you know, what we're good at. But we got to remember that we're not limited to being just waterers. We're not limited to just being planters. We need to participate in all three aspects. And, you know, we each have our part. We're each good at what we do. And as laborers, we need to do all three. And in Proverbs 16, it says in verse 1, the preparations of the heart of man, the preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And verse 3 it says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. You know, the word doesn't move haphazardly. You know, God energizes us as we act. You know, sure, you know, we plan things, you know, we move and stuff. But God's the one who gives the increase. God is the one who inspires that effort. And so those are two of the things that I got out of the weekend. And I plan to go back again in the future, maybe not this April, but you know, we'll see what God has in store. And bless you all.